The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John, the 17th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The introduction. I've unmuted. Okay. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John, the 17th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Jesus prays for his followers and all those who will believe through them. This passage is a fitting culmination to his earthly ministry and leads on to the cross. The reading. Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you have given me from the world. They were yours and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave to me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." The Gospel of Christ. And I speak to you in God's holy name. God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Redeemer and the Sustainer. Amen. Well, I won't ask you to be seated because I expect you are. Today we are in the really interesting time frame. We are halfway. We are between the Ascension, which we celebrated on Thursday, and moving towards the celebration of Pentecost, which is next Sunday. And this is sometimes known as the way to Jerusalem, or thy kingdom come, a 10-day time of meditation and reflection. And we have Jesus sharing with us about his leaving, and we had in the book of the Acts the memory of the church about the Ascension, about Jesus being with them in spirit and then not being with them anymore, but promising to send them a comforter. So it's a time for the church to think about its own belief and its own actions. It's a time where we have to start making an account and our understanding of faith. And when we share together in our affirmation of faith after this homily, it's important that we think about the words, because we are stating our covenant with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. A covenant that says that God is for all, and that Jesus' love is for all. And Jesus taught us the way to be with God, and the expectation of God for God's people. Jesus in effect in his ministry put into practice his commandments, the Beatitudes. And he engaged and reached out to everyone, those who were traditional enemies of the Jews, as well as the Druze, and he made the point that God's love is not contained to just a few, but given to all. It's something that we are challenged with sometimes, because emotionally we hate to think that somebody who we may despise is still within the realm of God. But God's judgment and God's inclusion and God's ability to restore is far greater than ours. And so when it's challenging for us, we have to remember that God is for all. We also have to know that through the Holy Spirit, God is protecting us, that we are not alone, that we do have a comforter. And we'll spend a lot more time thinking about the Holy Spirit next Sunday. But we know that we are protected by God, and God's presence is with us. So what's the application of all of this in this time of 2020? What does it mean? Well, we live in a world which has a lot more information, which is good and is also bad. Because every little thing that goes on the face of the earth, we hear about it within an hour. And it can be overwhelming sometimes. We get overwhelmed with news. We get overwhelmed with what's happening here, what's happening there. And we don't know quite how to respond. And sometimes the news is conflictual. And we as Christians are sort of stuck, saying, how do I respond to this? We almost drown in the amount of information that we get. So I think we have to go back to our basic principles. And our first principle always has to be, as God loves us unconditionally, so must we reach out and unconditionally love others. That doesn't mean that we love what the other has done, but we love the person. In recovery work, and some of us may have heard this before, you can hate the sin and love the sinner. And it's so true today, because lots of sinning is happening, but we still have to reach out and love that person. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but for me, I have to almost grit my teeth. I had somebody going off the other day. I happened to go out for gasoline, and I was filling up the car. What happened was we had our Strata, all the roofs got roofed, and the cars were somewhat locked in the garage, so the only car we had out was the gasoline-powered car, and the electric car was locked down inside the garage. Not good planning on our part. But anyway, be that as it may, I went out and got gas. And while I was getting gas, this person was talking to one of the attendants and was going on and on and on about how unfit and how wrong it was that we should have an Asian Canadian advising the government on COVID and on health care. He was obviously referring to Dr. Tan. And I listened for a bit, and then I finally had enough. And I said, well, do you go to church? And I didn't have a collar on. Oh, yeah. I said, well, you recognize that you're talking about a sister then, that this person is under God's protection just as you are. So while you may have strong feelings about it, try to remember that Dr. Tan is a person just like you are. And you're not helping things in this difficult time. The person looks shocked. Gave me the finger and jumped in his car. But that's just how life is. And you have to, I think, stand up and apply our faith at this time, even when it's uncomfortable. And we have to keep moving on. And I commend to all of us to think about, in this time as we wait to celebrate the Holy Spirit, to think about how do I apply my faith today, not when it's easy, but when it's not easy, to be a Christian even in uncomfortable situations. Now, we can have emotions inside. I mean, there was a lot I wanted to say to this person that I did not say, because I felt that it would be throwing gasoline on a match, and that's a pretty bad thing to do in a gas station. So I decided to keep my mouth shut. But emotionally, we were always going to have emotions, but if we can keep the emotions inside of us and just speak to a way that's more factual, work on and engaging with the person in a conversational way, that we try not to be pejorative or bullying. We don't need to reflect what's being done to us as in response. So this week, as we get ready for the Holy Spirit, to celebrate that, the Holy Spirit's already with us, of course, but to celebrate the presence of the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to spend some time when you reflect, how do I apply my faith now as an active Christian in 2020? Learning from the experience of the early church, the Gospel of John was written about 110 AD. How do we learn from this, and how do we move forward? May God's blessing be with us all as we journey. Amen.